Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son, the Redeemer, to buy us out of the slave market that we found ourselves in. Enslaved to sin, unable to change our condition, unwilling to change our condition. And yet you came in great humility and with great power and great love, and you bought us out with the price of your Son's blood. What a great God you are. There is no God like you. We love you and we worship you and we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Please be seated. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul gives extensive teaching on the Lord's Supper to the church in Corinth. And that's where I want to take a look briefly with you tonight. If you want to turn there, you can. If you want to listen, you can just listen. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23. Paul says, I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke that bread and he said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way, he took the cup, also after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But a man must examine himself, and in so doing, he is to eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself, if he does not judge the body rightly. God has given to us and given to all churches in Christ an ordinance, this ordinance, that every time we do it together, it reminds us of Jesus Christ. It's very simple, this ordinance. All we're called to do is remember. Remembering isn't filled with a whole lot of activity that you or I do. We're just to remember, rehearse to ourselves, tell ourselves what we know to be true. So this reminds us of Jesus Christ. And interestingly, it doesn't remind us of his power to heal when he was on earth. And it is not meant to remind us of his power over creation, you know, the wind and the waves. It's not to remind us of his ability to refute the error of the Pharisees who constantly attacked him. But rather, this ordinance is to remind us of Jesus' cross, where he gave his body and where he gave his blood so that we might be forgiven of our sin. And so as we eat a piece of bread and as we drink the juice, we are to remember Christ crucified. He was crucified for us, and the forgiveness of sin we found from that and the newness of life that he secured for us, we are to remember those things as well. So we don't do this ordinance to establish self-righteousness. We don't do it as an act of penance because we feel really badly about what we've done this week. We come to this table indeed as sinners. We're guilty of sin even this week, even today. But we are to come to this table as sinners who are trusting alone, not in our good deeds, but we're trusting in the death of Jesus to make us right with God, to keep us right with God. And my flesh is so stubborn, it forgets this. And God knew it. And he knows that about you. He knows that about us. And so we have to have something that whenever we gather, if we want to do it, we need to remember this. Because we are forgetful people. So we eat and we drink to remind ourselves of what Christ has done. We don't eat and drink to impress God with what we're doing. Well, who should eat and drink? Every single one who is trusting alone in Jesus' death at the cross for forgiveness of sin and for living a new life. Every single one of you for whom that is true, you should eat. And every single person who is not stubbornly in known unrepentant sin should eat and drink. You see, if you are stubbornly in known sin and you're not repentant, to eat the bread and to drink the cup, which is supposed to remind you of the cross, that would just make a mockery of the death of Jesus and the forgiveness of sin that he secured there for those who believe. And it would also mock his power to change a life. And if you're in that condition, you're not rightly discerning your body or judging your life well in light of the cross at all. You're in need of repentance before you eat and drink. Now, if you're not trusting alone in Christ to save you, if you're not trusting alone in Christ for forgiveness of sin and for living a new life of obedience before God, it's better for you to ask questions tonight. Either the one who brought you or come up here afterwards, talk with me, talk with any of the leadership, and we would love to talk with you more about what the gospel is and what it means and its power to change a life, to forgive and to cleanse. It's more important that you do that than to eat and drink tonight. So just let the tray pass you by if you do not believe and are not trusting alone in Christ. So as the men come and as they serve you, just simply remind yourself. Just rehearse in your mind again what you are trusting in alone, believer. And rest. Rest in the gospel. Rest in the cross of what he has done for us. And when all of us have been served, I will come back and we'll take the bread and the cup together. Okay? Men, will you please come and serve us?